While we are focusing on the urban sector in this course, Chesapeake Bay restoration is a joint effort. Communities are also reducing pollutant loads from agriculture and wastewater sources. Agriculture is the single largest source of nutrient and sediment pollution entering the bay. In addition, livestock generate approximately 40 million tons of manure every year that needs to be properly managed. In the wastewater sector, tremendous progress has been made since the mid-1980s. Investments and upgrades to the largest facilities in the watershed have helped reduce annual wastewater nutrient loads significantly. But opportunities still exist to improve treatment levels at some of the nearly 5,000 smaller facilities. With multiple sectors contributing to the high nutrient and sediment loads in local streams and rivers, communities must determine how to best invest their limited resources to meet their water quality goals, while also balancing other community priorities like local job creation or air quality protection.